two most basic verbs in French are être and avoir, to be and to have. Like all very common words, they have many meanings and are used in many phrases. For instance, as Michel Thomas taught you, to be hungry in French is to have hunger. Hunger is faim, F-A-I-M, close to the English word famine. If to miss is manquer and breakfast is petit déjeuner, masculine, how would you say, I'm always hungry at 10 o'clock if I miss my breakfast?
J'ai toujours faim à 10 heures si je manque mon petit déjeuner.
Good. J'ai toujours faim à 10 heures si je manque mon petit déjeuner. And for I am very hungry, you would say j'ai très faim. To be thirsty is to have thirst, which is avoir soif, S-O-I-F. So what about he is very thirsty because he has forgotten his bottle of mineral water?
Il a très soif parce qu'il a oublié sa bouteille d'eau minérale.
C'est ça. Il a très soif parce qu'il a oublié sa bouteille d'eau minérale. In the same way, to be afraid is to have fear, which is peur, P-E-U-R. So try, we are very afraid because we do not know the conclusions of the investigation. No is followed by a noun, so you will use connaître. And conclusion and investigation are straight transfers. So, breaking it down, we are very afraid.
Nous avons très peur.
Yes, nous avons très peur, because we don't know the conclusions of the investigation.
Parce que nous ne connaissons pas les conclusions de l'investigation.
Parce que nous ne connaissons pas les conclusions de l'investigation, yes. So bring it all together now. We are very afraid because we don't know the conclusions of the investigation.
Nous avons très peur parce que nous ne connaissons pas les conclusions de l'investigation.
Exactement. Nous avons très peur parce que nous ne connaissons pas les conclusions de l'investigation. To be afraid of something is avoir peur de quelque chose. So have a go at, I am afraid of the problems associated with the expansion of the department. To associate with is associer à. And ER verbs, as you know, dive into E acute. So, I'm afraid of the problems associated with the expansion of the department.
J'ai peur des problèmes associés à l'expansion du département.
Right. J'ai peur des problèmes associés à l'expansion du département. And associer will be spelled A-S-S-O-C-I-E acute S, because it must be agreeable with the plural problème. Now, if you say, I am afraid that, j'ai peur que, you're adding an emotion to what you're saying, and so you need to follow it with the subjunctive. So, I'm afraid she may be late would be...
J'ai peur qu'elle soit en retard.
Good. J'ai peur qu'elle soit en retard. A contract is un contrat, without the second C in English. So what about, he is a little afraid that we may refuse the contract?
Il a un peu peur que nous refusions le contrat.
Excellent. Il a un peu peur que nous refusions le contrat. Refusion derived from the wing tense. To be sleepy is... to have sleep. And sleep, as a noun, is le sommeil, S-O-M-M-E-I-L. So try, she was sleepy during the conference and she had difficulty concentrating. Let's break it down a bit. You need a line in the past for these verbs. So, she was sleepy during the conference.
Elle avait sommeil pendant la conférence.
Yes, elle avait sommeil pendant la conférence. To have difficulty doing is avoir du mal à faire. And for concentrating, you will say to concentrate, for which the French is se concentrer. So, and she had difficulty concentrating.
Et elle avait du mal à se concentrer.
Good. et elle avait du mal à se concentrer. And the whole sentence now? She was sleepy during the conference and she had difficulty concentrating.
Elle avait sommeil pendant la conférence et elle avait du mal à se concentrer.
Excellent! Elle avait sommeil pendant la conférence et elle avait du mal à se concentrer. But looking at a specific difficult thing that was a dot in the past, how would you say, I had difficulty printing the documents for the conference? You'll say, I have had difficulty. And Michel Thomas taught you that the diving part of avoir is eu, E-U, just as for savoir, it is su, S-U, for pouvoir, pu, P-U, for devoir, dû, D-U circumflex, and for voir, vu, V-U. To print is imprimer, I-M-P-R-I-M-E-R. So let's try. I have had difficulty printing the documents for the conference.
J'ai eu du mal à imprimer les documents pour la conférence.
That's it. J'ai eu du mal à imprimer les documents pour la conférence. To be right is to have reason. Avoir raison. R-A-I-S-O-N. So how would you say, he has refused to sign the contract and I must say that he is absolutely right. Bit by bit. To refuse and to sign are straight transfers into ER verbs. So, he has refused to sign the contract.
Il a refusé de signer le contrat.
Il a refusé de signer le contrat, yes. And I must say that he is absolutely right.
Et je dois dire qu'il a absolument raison.
Good. Et je dois dire qu'il a absolument raison. And the whole sentence now? He has refused to sign the contract, and I must say that he is absolutely right.
Il a refusé de signer le contrat, et je dois dire qu'il a absolument raison.
Bien. Il a refusé de signer le contrat, et je dois dire qu'il a absolument raison. To be right to do is avoir raison de faire. So, he has been absolutely right to refuse to sign the contract.
Il a eu absolument raison de refuser de signer le contrat.
Exactement. Il a eu absolument raison de refuser de signer le contrat. To be wrong is avoir tort, T-O-R-T. So how about you are wrong to accept the conditions mentioned in the report?
Vous avez tort d'accepter les conditions mentionnées dans le rapport.
That's it. Vous avez tort d'accepter les conditions mentionnées dans le rapport. To be lucky, courageous or patient in French, can be to have luck, courage or patience. And as these are uncountable nouns, you use du or de la. You say avoir de la chance, avoir du courage or avoir de la patience. So using il faut, what about I must say that it is necessary to be patient to work with him?
Je dois dire qu'il faut avoir de la patience pour travailler avec lui.
Voilà, je dois dire qu'il faut avoir de la patience pour travailler avec lui. Good. And finally, a couple more really useful everyday phrases. To say there's nothing you can do, you say there is nothing to do. Since nothing is rien, which needs its companion ne, there is nothing to do would be?
Il n'y a rien à faire.
Yes, il n'y a rien à faire. And if this was an ongoing problem in the past?
Il n'y avait rien à faire.
Good. Il n'y avait rien à faire. Now, to fancy something is avoir envie de quelque chose. So why don't you have a go at I fancy a glass of mineral water with a drop of lemon. A drop is une goutte, G-O-U-T-T-E, and lemon is citron, as in citrus. So I fancy a glass of mineral water with a drop of lemon.
J'ai envie d'un verre d'eau minérale avec une goutte de citron.
Bien sûr, of course. J'ai envie d'un verre d'eau minérale avec une goutte de citron. Now, how about I fancy spending a week in the Alps? Spending will be to spend, for which you will use passer, as this is spending time. And the Alps are les Alpes, spelt with an E in French, A-L-P-E-S.
J'ai envie de passer une semaine dans les Alpes.
Good. J'ai envie de passer une semaine dans les Alpes. But if you say j'ai envie que, you're talking about an emotion, so you need the subjunctive. So let's try I fancy us spending, which is I fancy that we should spend, a month in Saint-Tropez.
J'ai envie que nous passions un mois à Saint-Tropez.
Super! J'ai envie que nous passions un mois à Saint-Tropez. And personally, I hope that vous avez envie que nous passions a bit more time on such phrases.